That's Toby. I'm Danny. GND here on the Fan. Tope's in for GP. What are you doing to protect your family's assets? This is the exclusive sponsor of our show. The law firm of Condori and Morod can help you draft your last will and testament, set up a living trust, or put together a medical power of attorney. Schedule a free consultation with their attorneys today by visiting kmlawyers.com. Be sure to let them know that we sent you. That's kmlawyers.com. So sometimes somebody does something somewhere in sports media or a TV show or another radio show where you go, you know what? We're going to have to do that. This is one of those times. And I want everyone to know, NFL Network, Good Morning Football, you guys did an awesome job on this segment. And we are ripping it off from you. We'll grab that audio as soon as we possibly can. But the subject is, who can dethrone the Eagles? Who are the biggest threats to the Eagles? I want to start in the NFC, Tobes. So I'm sure you've compiled the list, as have I. You could rank them if you want to. We can write them all down and then rank them, whatever. And then we'll expand it to the league at large. The best candidates to dethrone the Eagles. We'll start in the NFC. The teams that can give the Eagles the most trouble or beat them outright are?
Got to be Detroit.
Yep.
Up there. You're saying just NFC?
So far, we'll go NFC.
Probably the Commanders, number two.
Mm-hmm.
Because, I have not seen this list. So, I'm just kind of going off. Let's go with the Vikings. Is that up there?
14-3 team from last year.
Yeah. I mean,
they had a down year 2 years ago. They just extended their GM. They have been a damn juggernaut, pretty much.
Well, and by the way, they had a more mobile quarterback. Sam Darnold was incredible last year, but I can't have a guy that shrinks in big situations like that. So they could take a step this year because you get into those bigger moments, they're not going to win 15 games or something like that. But you get a guy that's a little more mobile, can move a little bit, and can probably process a little bit quicker than Sam Darnold. Maybe doesn't have the physical tools. I don't know. I think they could be fine. KOC is an incredible coach. I think that's probably the real ones for me. Maybe you could throw the Rams in there just from their experience, having a quarterback like Matt Stafford. They were really close to beating the Eagles last year in the playoffs.
If it's not for the snow, maybe they do.
Yeah. So I think they have to be in there as well, but probably those four. I don't think the Cowboys count. I don't think the Packers are there. I don't think the Buccaneers are there. I think that's kind of it for me.
So I'm going to throw in a couple nominees. Let's see, and you can reject if you don't like it. You already said Dallas. I like their offseason, by the way. I mean, I hate the Cowboys. I hope they lose every game. Yada, yada, yada. Usual caveat supply. But I don't trust Brian Schottenheimer, to be honest with you. But I like the Cowboys offseason. And I think they are a threat in this division to maybe not win it, but to not be pushovers anymore.
Did you see that they're like opening team building activity? They went paintballing.
I did see that.
That's awesome.
That's great.
Paintballing's so much fun. But yeah, I like what they did in the offseason. I just think they're going to do the Cowboys thing, Danny. They're going to do the Cowboys thing where they'll be talked about, they'll be somewhat relevant, and then when it comes time to actually win a meaningful football game, they're not going to. I think that's what it's going to be. So wouldn't surprise me if they win 10 games, they were in the playoffs, and maybe even they win one playoff game, but chances are they're not going any further than divisional round.
Yeah, I got them in that 9-win area. I think they'll be better than last year. They were 7-10 last year. I mean, listen, they got outscored by more than 115 points, which tells you they're not very good. I think they'll be much improved and fine. I think they end up around fine this year. Green Bay. Is Green Bay a threat to you?
I don't know that I trust Jordan Love enough. I think he's a good quarterback. I don't think I trust him enough, especially with their receivers. And I know they spent a first rounder on Matthew Golden. He doesn't seem like the first round caliber that we've seen in years past, right? Like if this were a Malik Nabers, it's a little bit different of a situation, or a Brian Thomas Jr. was selected in the kind of the range that Matthew Golden was. I don't think they're on the same tier. So to me, I still have a question about who's the number one option on that offense. And Jordan Love to me is too erratic. Like he can beat some teams. He has a little bit of that Brett Favre in him, right? Where he can go win a game. He can also go lose you the game. So I just don't believe in them enough to feel like they're going to take that next step to beat a Philadelphia.
So I don't believe in them either. But if, again, I always do my weird exercise. If you and I both fell into comas and woke up February next year, and I told you the Packers finished 8-9, or I told you the Packers finished 12-5, both are possible to me.
Correct.
Because here's what that 12-5 meant. Minnesota's not as good as advertised. J.J. McCarthy maybe isn't quite ready for prime time. They got Minnesota once. They maybe, you know, Chicago doesn't take the leap in year one with Ben Johnson and Caleb Williams together. They're pretty good defensively again. Matt LaFleur can sure coach. They have I think it was the third best point differential in the NFC last year. They're always pretty good. They don't do, they're kind of the Steelers. Thank you.
Yeah, the NFC.
They're Steelers of the NFC. They could be pretty good. They could also be fine to me. I don't have a great feel for them at this stage. They finally spent on receiver, and I'm with you on Golden. I liked Golden a lot, but it's relative to the rest of the cast. It's not Marvin Harrison. It's not Neighbors, who you said. It's not Brian Thomas. He's good. I think he goes with Jaden Reed well. It's a nice complimentary thing. I just don't know if I trust them. Jordan Love is tantalizing at times, but where's my consistent excellence that we saw down the stretch a couple of years ago where everyone's coming into last year thinking that's an MVP candidate?
One thing that I really like Matt LaFleur. I think he's one of the best coaches in the league. One issue that I have from my time covering him up in Milwaukee to now is he's not someone that is incredibly forward-thinking. What I mean by that is a gripe that we always had is he had to see a situation before he could be successful in a situation. So he would lose a playoff game before he's able to make the adjustments necessary to win a playoff game. And at some point, you run into people that are a little more forward-thinking, and you have to be able to make those adjustments before they do. And I just don't know that he can. So they might win a playoff game or two, but when you have a team that's probably better than yours and the Eagles, you have to be able to be proactive and make some of those things that you're going to need to have happen before the game. And I don't know that he's that. I hope he can be, because I like Matt LaFleur, but I don't know that he's going to out-coach Philadelphia to win a game where he has less talent.
Let me go through a couple more teams, potential nominees. Seattle, 10-7 last year.
No, quarterback, right?
Right.
Sam Darnold. We saw the big thing with Darnold is you saw some of that talent that was so tantalizing coming out of USC. You saw some of it, but then he just shrunk in the biggest moments. And so I need to see something more there. I need to see something. And they were okay with Geno. I mean, like you said, won 10 games last year, didn't make the playoffs. I think that defense is going to be a little bit better as they get more used to the Mike McDonald system. But no, I don't think they're a real threat to Philly.
So Grant and I are both lower on this team. Vegas loves them. The 49ers.
So
when they're healthy, that's an NFC title game contender.
Yeah, I don't know that Brock Purdy is going to be able to elevate the talent that's around him enough. I do kind of like where, and this is going to again go with the people that think I'm just so anti-Debo, but I kind of like where their offense is gone now, where they have true wide receivers more so.
Ayuk, Pearsall, Jennings.
And I think Pearsall is going to fit in there as a nice route runner, which is something I felt they've lacked, right? You've got Ayuk, who's good after the catch, more of a traditional receiver than Debo as well, but still good after the catch. I think Pearsall, now that he's going to have a full season, remember he had the Brian Robinson-like situation where thankfully he was okay and able to get back out on the football field, but having now a full year to get better and play, I think he'll be good, nice for that offense, but do I think that Brock Purdy's going to elevate them enough to beat a team that probably, again, I think Philly's probably the most talented team, even though they lost a bunch, they're probably still the most talented team or second most talented team in the league. So you're going to have to be able to outplay them. I don't see Brock Purdy being able to do that with San Fran.